You're listening to Scratching and Thriving, a lifestyle podcast hosted by two dope professionals who are passionate about empowering people to thrive. I'm Dr. A.
And I'm Brandon. And we are two longtime friends who met about 20 years ago during undergraduate studies. And we took two different paths in life. I'm a healthcare executive and lifestyle guru.
And I'm an educator and entrepreneur.
And we are here to bring you the content that will help you thrive. Yo, Adrian! It's Sunday.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey. How was your weekend?
It was really good. I have enjoyed myself. I had a birthday party to go to, a socially distanced birthday
party. Okay, I was about to ask. Let's wait a minute. Yes. Playing with the Rona.
I know. Picking out paint, so I had to go into a Lowe's, which oddly was really crowded. It was a lot of people at the home repair store. I went to Lowe's. I tried to stop in the Home Depot, but you know they didn't really have what I needed.
It sounds like people got all these quarantine projects going on.
Right. And, you know, little summer parties before the fall starts. So a lot of gatherings, whether it be at the store or private gatherings, are happening.
Okay. So I know that the quarantine has been, 50% lifted in most states or whatever. But you know there's still a virus out there.
Right.
So these gatherings that we're having, are we keeping them less than 10 and 6 feet apart with masks?
It's a little awkward, right? Because you show up to a party expecting to have a good time, and we're all listening to the same news, the same health advice, CDC information, and we all know that we're supposed to be socially distant. So it is a little bit awkward when you show up to a party and they're like, 50 people.
I mean, but then, okay, so then there's a question, do you still walk in the room?
So this was the outdoor backyard kind of a thing. And so I not kindly pulled my chair to the side, 6 feet away from everyone. But so, you know, I felt as though I was socially distant and I got my food and
wait, did you wear a mask though?
I did.
Okay. Except when eating or drinking, right?
Correct.
Okay, so a CDC guideline followed party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interesting is, you know, greeting people, and you don't know whether to shake their hand. You know, you definitely don't want to hug, and you don't, you know,
elbow bump.
Peace. Hey, back up slowly. How you doing?
I like the air hug, though. I like the air hug.
You know, and some people aren't comfortable with that. So it's always that awkward moment, like, hey, girl. And so it's weird. It's like...
So I guess it is weird for some people, but for me, it really ain't weird because I won't socially distance anyway when it comes to that. So hey and wave is typically my before COVID greeting anyway.
So here's the thing. I took the quarantine very seriously, right? So okay. I didn't go to grocery stores and things like that. I either had my groceries delivered or someone else, when they went, I would say, hey, can you pick up this? We have asthma. So, you know, we aren't really trying to expose ourselves at all to anything unnecessary. And a lot of times the food that we ordered, it was kind of the staples, the eggs and the milk and those kinds of things. But we did not really go to the store. So like now the malls are open here. Yeah, I don't have a need to go to the mall.
So I discovered during quarantine that I really don't have a need to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If I leave the house for anything, it's more of a want to leave the house than have to. Because you got Amazon, you got Instacart, you got Uber Eats. You got all kinds of people who can deliver to you. So there is really no reason for you to leave.
Right. And
so
then
comes the question, how well will brick and mortar survive?
That's true. And there's still a risk with having things delivered, obviously, because you're still exposed to people who could potentially be sick. But what I realized, like you said, I don't have that need to actually go. Like going to the mall was something to do, a pastime.
Right.
I don't really have a need to say, hey, let's walk around and see what we could find on sale or see what we could find that looks interesting. Yeah, it's not that interesting, especially when you're working from home.
But I think that's how the COVID-19, the pounds add on too, because we're not as active. We got everything, all the conveniences at the tip of your fingers, no reason to really leave. Mm-hmm. The gyms are closed. Now they're reopening, but yes. Who wants to work out in a mask?
I will bet you those gyms will be packed.
I'm already breathing hard without the mask. Can you imagine? And so I can speak on it. I wear a mask like at work all the time because I work in healthcare. Granted, I'm in the office and I'm not technically on the front line, but we still wear a mask even in your office. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine, because sometimes I respond to codes just because, you know, I go put an extra set of hands or whatever. They need CPR because that's about all I'm going to do at this point anyway. And I'm only about 2 minutes of that. So when you get up there, you want to say, okay, I can't see wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. Not doing that. No.
Not working.
Because even 2 minutes of CPR will have your mask dripping wet with sweat. And then there comes the question, once you get it wet, is it as effective?
And you know, not all masks are created equal because, you know, I've seen everything from sock masks, people cutting up old socks, bandanas, cloth, plastic mask, oddly enough, with air holes. I was like, what is this about?
So what's the point?
Well, it had a filter in it.
Oh.
And then you see the disposable mask. So you have all of these masks, and some of those masks, you feel like you're suffocating in them. You know, it's too much.
So I have bought over the probably last 4 weeks, probably about a mask a week. And I got like 4 different types. Mm-hmm. Everything ranging from the hospital surgical mask all the way up to the new N95 to strap around the head with the ear hoops and all that stuff. They all ultimately feel the same. I mean, I don't care how you try to twist it, they're all still going to be a mask. Mm-hmm. And they're all none of them are really easy to breathe out of.
Right.
However, they're necessary right now. It's mm-hmm. necessary to control what we have going on. If you look at the data, even back to 1918 Spanish flu, mm-hmm. if you look at all those old pictures and all of the medical records and how they describe the signs and symptoms and how the X-ray of the chest X-ray of the time showed these glass-like particles, very similar to what we're seeing today. And you could see them in the pictures wearing a cloth mask everywhere they went. And even the animals had masks on.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one today on, I think it was Facebook or the Gram, one of them. I was scrolling. I said, they got a mask on the cat.
Listen, when they said their dog caught COVID, I said, uh-oh.
All the animals got to get out those. See? Yes. Now you got to be putting animals out.
Yes. You know, I have found the masks that are made out of t-shirt material and sock, the same material socks are made out of, to be easier to breathe with. Now, I don't know if they're as effective, but they are much easier to breathe with as opposed to just a piece of material, sewing material. Like, I should actually know if it's like polyester, cotton, and all that, but I don't.
I would wonder if you put up a scientific test, would they stand up to what they actually, the counterparts claim they do? Because I don't know. You basically taking a t-shirt wrapped around your forehead.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, they say the bandanas don't work. So if the bandanas don't work, I can't imagine a t-shirt being effective. But, you know, that's where I think guidance needs to be given. More guidance needs to be given to folks about the types of masks. Because, honey, people are making masks out of any and everything.
Right. And selling them for good money, too. Mm-hmm. These folks making a killing off these masks. But then they'll buy them to be the rhinestone masks they pay $20 for. Now I'm thinking, I know good and darn well that rhinestone ain't blocking no virus. But okay, we'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
So socially distancing, how do you politely, okay, say I'm standing in line, right? Uh-huh. And I'm at the McDonald's. And, you know, I always believe in social distancing anyway, personal space. That has always been my mantra. Give me my personal space. Mm-hmm. So when you stand in line at a McDonald's, I kind of want you to be back up off me just a little bit anyhow. Mm-hmm. But then how do you politely tell someone now that social distancing is ultimately a rule of society at this point, to back the hell up off of you?
You know, you got to be careful because people are starting fights and yelling matches behind this stuff. And it's not that deep. You know, people just have to be mindful and respectful of the space. Because I'm like you. I turn around. I look at you. Look, you did. sometimes I might say something like, oh, I sure could use 6 feet of space.
See, okay, so you up there on the East Coast, right? But you know I'm in the South, so we have to use our Southern charm, the Southern charm, say, ooh, baby show, ooh, can you back the hell off me, please? Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I shall appreciate you, darling.
You see that line back there? That's where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, ooh, look at these little towels on the ground. They tell us what it's saying, right. Don't they?
Right.
Fix it, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, that's a tough one because you don't want to get into a fight. And sometimes people are really unconscious about how close they are standing to you. Like, it's just not something that they are readily thinking about. I'm always thinking about it in a store, but I'm very hypersensitive to my surroundings in general.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I could see that. And in this day and time, you need to be super vigilant about what's going on around you. But mm-hmm. I don't understand why standing in line should be so hard, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one that gets me, though, is you're in a store and you are standing in line 6 feet apart. And everybody is coming right one behind each other using the credit card machine to pay. And the clerk is not wiping it down. So it's almost like you need those glove fingers. So you, when you insert your card, mm-hmm. you can then press the disposable glove fingers. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. And you press your numbers because it's almost like they're not cleaning and sterilizing that after every use.
Well, I mean, it goes to a lot of places are actually sterilizing like the door handles, but a lot of places are not.
But that's the door handle. But first of all, we know they're not sterilizing the product, right?
Right.
We know that the stuff on the shelves, people are touching and putting back. We went to pick out paint the other day. You know how they have the paper paint samples?
Yeah.
That you can look at the colors. So they had a sign there and basically said, you know, if you pick up one, please throw it away. Don't put it back. None of the other products in the store had anything like that. So people are just all over touching everything. So it's nothing you can do about that, right?
Right.
People just have to be mindful. But it does seem like there could be, after every customer comes up, they sterilize, spray, wipe down, clean, use a Clorox wipe, which are impossible to find these days.
For real, unless you find somebody on Instagram or Facebook selling some bundles.
Right.
They done coupon and got some out of there or boosted one or the other. And they sell them for like, I want to say
$100.
$100 a wipe. You're like, good God. You used to get all these wipes, get 100 of them for 99 cents.
Yes. So, you know, you would think that that would be one precaution that they would take is to wipe down after every customer to kind of reduce the spread of the virus if one of their customers comes in the store and perhaps is infected. So I don't know. Those are the things that to me are awkward. I always feel weird. Like I'll go to the Rite Aid or the CVS and I'll stick my card in and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to touch this because it just looks like it hasn't been cleaned at all today.
So being medical professional, you know, we've been taught to wear PPE for a long time and how to wear it. So when I see people walking around with the mask below their noses, my first mm-hmm. thought is, why even wear it?
But you know, so they can breathe.
Okay, you breathing with the mask over your nose. Okay, right. So you are not, it's not keeping you from breathing.
Right.
But the nose, it houses the majority of any viruses and bacteria you're going to find on the face of the earth. And you get one part of your face that's not covered. So I fight the urge. I'll be like, oh, just please take it off. But I had to think, okay, everybody has not been educated on the proper way to wear PPE.
Absolutely.
So, but then how do you politely tell them, hey, if you pull it up over your nose, it's more effective?
Yeah, when it's a stranger, you really do have to be careful in how you approach some of those delicate topics because people get easily offended in these times. And then you can't hear them and they will mistakenly think he said something crazy. So.
Right, because lip movement helps with hearing. I am convinced.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Because when somebody says something to me, I have to have them repeat it multiple times with the mask on. I'm like, what did you just say? As soon as they pull the mask down, like, everything's clear again. It's like,
well, ridiculous. And it's muffled through the mask.
It is muffled. So. And then you mess with somebody like me, say, what'd you say? Because I'm thinking you said something crazy. Right. Already, it'd be hot and bothered. Ain't nothing going on. Just mask, right. No reason. See?
Yeah, COVID is a very serious issue. It's a pandemic. We're struggling with it in the community, especially minority communities. But there are these awkward moments that we're all trying to navigate through with COVID. So,
and we just have to be patient with each other, because it's all about the whole society as a whole is changing. We're revolutionizing to something that we've never seen in 100 years. So
Right. We're
starting off basically from the beginning. A lot of rules have just been wiped away. Things like our normalcy has been taken away for the time being. So We just got to be patient with each other and just not be ready to fight all the time, because they may have said something that was muffled, if that makes sense.
Right. Right.
All right, Adrian. I think, you know what? I think that we did preach a word to the folks today.
All right.
Good conversation.
Mm-hmm. And we want to hear how you're thriving.
Right.
So
right.
Let us know. What's your definition for success? What does it take for you to thrive? What has been your experience? We want to hear that from you. So share it with us so that we can learn from your experiences and other people, some of our other listeners and thrivers can learn as well.
Right. And look us up on Instagram, Facebook, and send us emails, because we do want to hear your success stories. And, you know, we also want to hear those things that you may be struggling with, because, you know, we may be young, but we've been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations that we can tell you how to overcome some of these humps. I'm just telling you.